Hey friends, welcome back. I hope you all had the most fabulous week. I sure had one for the records. My mother was here from Arizona, and she is still here until this weekend. So we've had lots of mother-daughter time, family time. My kid got to spend some quality time with her grandmother, so that's always lovely. We went to the casino. I came out smelling like a cigarette, not my favorite scent. But you know what? It was fun. Memories, right? I've been doing this thing with my husband. We always have date night on Thursday nights. It's our night. We're kid-free, so we go out and hang out and do something just for ourselves. And sometimes it can be as simple as just cooking at home or watching Orange is the New Black because it's kind of my fave, or any type of anything that is on TV. So I have been dating my husband. We're doing this thing called Dating A to Z, and I found it on Pinterest, and I'll post it in our Facebook group, but it is about every letter has a different activity or things that you can do, so we're basing it loosely off of that. So last week it was the letter A, and let me see if I can think of what we did last. Oh, we did the arcade. So we went to this thing called Beercade, and you can just have drinks, and it's a lot of different old school video games like Pac-Man and Sega games. They had skee-ball, lots of old school games. It was a very good time. This week was the letter B, and I actually just got back from date night, and we went to this place downtown. It's called Block 16, and they have burgers and beer and that kind of good stuff. So we had that. And then we went to this place that I've never heard of. My husband found it, or I think he heard about it from some friends of ours. It's called Spillbound, I believe. And it's a place with just all the board games that you can think of. So we went in. I got Butterbeer. I'm a big Harry Potter fan, if you guys aren't aware yet. If you're not, you are going to quickly find out. Harry Potter is my absolute fave. So I had Butterbeer, and it was an adult beverage, so it did have some, I think it was rum or something, schnapps, I don't know, something. But it was good, and I'm feeling good, so it was a very successful date night. So yeah, so for B, we had burgers at Block 16, and then we played board games. So it was a good time. You know, usually when we do board games, we're playing with our kid. That's great. Great memories, good times, but it was nice for us to just do it alone. He beat me. Don't tell anybody else that. I promise you I will lie and say that I won. But yeah, he did beat me. Our little secret. So I thought that I'd run in, do this episode, and get it out for you guys on Friday. That's going to be my goal. And he went off to basketball. B for basketball. How appropriate. Okay, so let's dive in. I actually have some really good stuff this week. Didn't get around to watching any of my reality TV shows. I wanted to start kind of recapping those. I will probably do that next week, some of my favorites. Just with my mom being in town, it's been kind of crazy. Very off schedule. But I did get some good questions this week. Thought I'd start there. And then I found some good stuff on the internet that I'd like to talk about. Then I want to introduce a new game that we're going to start to play. So our first question. Perfect. This question is, dating your spouse, is this important or not? That's pretty fitting for today. To me, it is very important to date your spouse. You got to keep that spice. You got to remember the times before kids, before all of the working, all of those hours, those different things. I know that once you're in a relationship and maybe you've been married or together for a long time, things become very regular and very You keep doing the same things over and over again, and you forget to go and have fun. Remember, that's how we started to fall in love with the people that we are with, when we get out and do things for us. Now, I've had this discussion several times. I've got small babies at home. I've got several kids at home. There's no time. They need me. You know what? That's true. They do need you. You do have a lot to do. Schedule it in. You schedule time for other things. You can find some time to date your spouse. How often you do that is completely up to you. It works out for us that we can have a date night every week, so we take advantage of that. Do we sometimes have to skip date night? Absolutely. But me, it's one of my most favorite things to do with my husband, so I make sure I figure it out somewhere else. So usually date night for us is on Thursdays, but like, let's say something, we've got something planned for Friday. Then we might not go to date night on Thursday. We're just going to take that Friday instead. You can figure it out. If you have to pay for a babysitter for just an hour, 2 hours, I don't care if it's going to Target together, doing something just the two of you, figure it out. If you don't have the money to pay for a sitter, because let's face it, they are very expensive these days, swap. You know, you take your friend's kids one night and then they take your kids. I think that there's a way that you can do it, even if it's dating in your house. Put the kids to bed, lock them in a room, throw them in the basement, whatever you have to do. I'm kidding, you guys. Don't really do that. Don't harm your kids or leave them unguarded. Find somewhere for them to go. Wait till they go to sleep. Pour a glass of wine. Sit on the couch. Have a date. It can be anything. One of my favorite things to do at home is I'll go to Sam's Club, or if you have Costco, you're that person. That's okay. But I'm a Sam's kind of girl. Go and buy some meats and cheeses. Make your homemade charcuterie. Have some wine, light some candles, bam, romantic date night. Like I said, you can find things that are cheap or free. I'll start posting about that kind of thing again in the Facebook groups, because it can be anything. It could be taking a walk around the block, anything. Anything is date night to me if it's just you and your partner. You can find time. Let's talk about that in the Facebook group. That was a good question and perfect with me telling you guys about my date night. We're all friends here. Okay, so now I'm going to look at the next question. I'm going to answer two more. Social media and how to be encouraged but not compare. Ooh, that's a good one. So social media and how to be encouraged but not compare. First of all, most of what we see on the internet is not all of real life. You see certain aspects of people's lives. And then you also have those people who just don't tell the truth on the internet. So for me, for example, if there's ever anything super serious or super private going on in my life, you are not going to see it on Facebook or any type of social media. If you are that close to me, you will probably know what's going on in my life. That's not something that I would post there. So when you look on my Facebook page, you see all the great stuff. I mean, honestly, I really have a great life. And a lot of that is based on Outlook, of course. But I'm a pretty happy person. I try to post happy things. And I post a lot, especially with pictures and everything. But that's because one of my most favorite things to do is to see the memories. So like, if I go into my memories on Facebook today, I'll see old pictures of my kid and I'll show her, and she's never seen the picture before, because it's just one of those that you snap and throw on Facebook, delete it at some point. You know, we don't really keep our pictures in the photo albums like we used to back in the day. Now, where do we store all of these pictures? On our computers, wherever. I use Facebook as a diary. I see all my pictures from years upon years upon years ago. It's really cool, really fun to see. So I think that take Facebook as seriously as you take reality TV. We know it's scripted. We know that somebody wrote those words or set up the scene, so on and so forth. It's the exact same thing. You can't judge your life off of the latest Kardashian crap. And I say that because I'm not a Kardashian friend. I know a lot of you fan. I know a lot of you are, but it's not my jam. But I know a lot of people, especially the young people, are basing their lives and their everyday selves off of these people who are rich and this is what they do for a living. My daughter loves to watch YouTube videos and she tells me all about these real people with these real lives, and that's great, but a lot of it is for show because that's how you get views. She watches it a lot and I don't want to almost stop her from watching that because I feel like that's their TV now. We used to watch TV a lot when we were younger. And she doesn't really watch TV. She mostly watches things on YouTube. She'll watch Netflix, you know, every now and again. But she's more of, that's her thing and what she watches. So I don't want to take that from her because that's how kids these days are watching TV. But there's still that part of me that's like, you need to stop. Because it is scripted and they are showing you things and being outrageous or being silly because they want views. So I think, enjoy social media for what it's worth. It is to entertain us. And then you've got people who put the sad stories and they want all of the likes or they want all of the attention. keep scrolling. A lot of that depresses me, and you can only take so much, so just keep going. And that brings me to another thing, all of this Facebook beef and all that stuff, such a waste of time. I was just speaking with a friend yesterday. We were talking about just like local news channels, you know, their Facebook pages. And, you know, there's so many people, we call them internet thugs, keyboard warriors. They go online and they yell at people, call people names, say racist remarks, different things like that. I don't take that stuff seriously. A lot of it makes me mad, but never enough to actually indulge in it. Very rarely. I am guilty. I may have done it one or two times, but it really doesn't do anything because at the end of the day, which I really hate that saying, at the end of the day, all of the reality people say that. But for lack of better words, at the end of the day, I'm not going to change their mind and they're not going to change mine. So what's the point? It's really important to align ourselves, in my opinion, with people who are like you or who uplift you and have your back and that kind of thing. Good questions. Okay, my last question is, hi, Shishi. Hey, friend. Loving the new podcast and blog is truly like having a cup of coffee with a dear friend. In fact, I like to listen, make tea and coffee, and have a little me time. Oh, thanks, friend. I'm so glad. I would love to know how you decided to start this new venture and got past your worries about failure. Or maybe you didn't have any. Most of the women I know, myself included, have trouble putting themselves out there and trying something new when they really, really want to. Was this your experience? Okay, friend. I am happy to answer that. I have been considering starting a podcast for a long time, and it's just something that was in the back of my head and just something I really didn't want to take the leap for or about. I was worried about, you know, how people would receive it, if people would even listen, but I have been blessed with a really great group of friends. And I, you know, started listening to a couple podcasts, really vibed with a couple, actually became friends with some wonderful ladies in the podcast world. And they actually pushed me to do it and said, you've got the voice for it. You're so kind and people love to talk to you. They love to talk with me. I love to talk with them. So I just said, you know what? I'm just going to do it. One thing that I noticed is that there are hundreds of podcasts out there. There is something for everybody. So somebody is going to listen to this and like it and tell me they like it, and then we're going to be best friends, because that's who I am. Everybody I meet is my friend until you're not my friend. So I thought, why not do this? I have a huge circle of friends from all walks of life, all colors of the rainbow. And I want to share love and light and sparkle with everybody. So if you can find your why, your reason, your goal, then let that drive you. You're not going to get anywhere being stuck in your fears. I was there. I was going to start this podcast two or three times. Then a good friend of mine who's in the podcast world, hey, Carrie, Sip and Shine, she sent me her microphone and said, do it. And so I'm doing it. And now the rest is history. If even just you, friend, if you're the only one listening here, I'm doing it for somebody, hopefully making you smile, hopefully making you think like we're having a conversation and we're friends here, then it's all worth it to me. This is something that I wanted to do for me, something to do. And just, I set a goal and I'm going with it. And that's how I live my life. If there's something that I want to do, I set that goal and I get there. And that's what you have to do. In everything in life, we can fail, but we still love, we still drive, we do everything. Anything that we do, we can fail at it. But you can't live your life like that. Live your life half full. You know that cup? Is the cup half full or half empty? Live it half full. The cup is always half full in my world. Do I have bad days? Absolutely. I'm sure you do too. But you got to have more good days than you do bad days. So you have those fears, put those behind you. Don't let those drive anything. You just get out there and do it. There is something for everybody, and you figure it out and you do it for you. You gotta do it for you, find your happy, and do it. Good question. I love that one. Thanks, friend. Okay, so now I've got some questions here that I found on the internet. And I am going to read those and give my take. Some of these I will add to the Facebook group in polls and we can have some discussions. Thank you guys for listening last week and answering those Facebook polls. That was a blast. First of all, before we even go into these new questions, let's talk about Real Housewives, that poll that we put up. Potomac, I can't. I want to can, and I tried to can, but I cannot. There is not one woman on that show that I like, and I have not watched any of this season, but I can't vibe with them. It just feels too fakey to me, like they're trying too hard. I don't believe in these women like I believe that the other Housewives franchises are somewhat their real authentic selves. I'm not a fan of Giselle's. I'm not a fan of Karen with the wigs. I can't. I want to can, but I can't. And so I was pretty surprised that so many people like Potomac, and it's not my jam. And that's okay, but it made me giggle. That's the thing. There is something for everybody. I'm not a fan of Potomac, but there are a lot of people who are. Atlanta is the best. You heard it here first. Okay, we have some questions here that I found on the internet. I'm dating a man my mother hates. I understand her concern and anxiety. I really do. But should that stop me from pursuing the first man I've ever truly loved? Good question. Let's see. How would I answer this? What are her concerns? Why does she hate him? Has he done something in the past and she just can't get over it? Or does she see bad qualities? Are there red flags there that you are choosing to ignore? Bottom line, mothers usually know best. And you've got to take their lifetime, their experience, their history, to be able to see some red flags that maybe you don't. So it just depends on the why. I'm going to side note here just a little bit. Something that I learned really early on when I started to date. You know how something happens in your relationship and you go to your mom or you go to your best friend and you say, oh my God, I'm so mad. Such and such did this. I'm so angry. We're broken up. Never getting back with that person. And 24 hours later, you are back with said person. But now you got to go back and tell these people that you are back together and you've forgiven them. Well, guess what? They are not going to be as easily forgiving as you were. So I learned to stop doing that unless I was for real done and not just mad for 5 minutes. So if it's one of those situations, maybe the mom will get over it at some point. If not, then you know that it wasn't a big deal or it's something that you can deal with, then just keep rolling with it. But if it's a big red flag, they've got 12 kids and 15 baby mamas. That's not a phrase I usually like, but circumstance, we're going to go ahead and use that. Then maybe you should walk away because there's some things here that you don't want to deal with. But if it's just something like, you know, maybe his pants aren't ironed, so she hates him and she likes prim and proper. I mean, it just depends on what it is. I need specifics, but just remember and keep in the back of your head, in most cases, your mother loves you and maybe she sees something that you don't see yet. So listen, keep it in the back of your head, in the back of your mind, and take heed, and then just see how it goes. And also see his reception to her. If he is in turn being disrespectful to her, anything like that, you might want to pay some attention to that and see what's going on. Next question. What's the best course of action after being fired? With 6 great years at a company, I was canned because I played a practical joke. Well, if you played a practical joke and were fired, you offended somebody, you did something, there was probably a reason why you got fired. So just take that L or loss and keep it moving and learn from your mistake. Don't do that at your next job because it's frowned upon. Just keep it moving because if you do something, there should not be a course of action after getting fired unless you were fired and it was some type of discrimination or somebody else did it before and they were fine and now you got fired. Then unless it's something like that, then just keep it moving. We don't want to burn any bridges. Maybe there's somebody there that can help you along the way in some other way at some other time. Just take that L and keep moving. there's really no good that comes from retaliation. It takes a lot of your time and your energy and your thoughts and lots of negativity. Let's just not even go there. You made a mistake. Fess up to it. Accept it. Move on. Next question. Do I choose the dream guy or dream city? I have the chance to move to New York, my favorite place in the States, but he won't come with me. So do I choose the dream guy or the dream city? Again, it depends on the circumstance. Is the dream city because it's somewhere you've never been and you want to experience it and it's something on your bucket list, you want to live there. And this is a guy that you've known for 5 minutes or a guy that you can see yourself settling down with. It just depends on the circumstances. At face value, if you're young and there's a good job there or something like that and he's not being understanding or he's got ties to where you guys are, then maybe you just have to let that relationship go or, you know, separate for a little bit or even try a long distance relationship. You know, if he stays and you go and you guys want to try to keep making it work, then try the long distance thing. See what happens. But if it's something that is going to uplift you and you've got more opportunities somewhere and it's one of those things where you need to just go, then you need to go do that. And if you guys are in a real relationship, a serious relationship, he's going to understand that and maybe try to do the long distance thing. Maybe you can go and see how it goes. And, you know, if it works, great. Maybe he'll follow. And then if you guys decide, no, you want to live there and he wants to live here, then that's what it is. Next question. Should I be worried about my boyfriend smoking? He does pot so much, I'm afraid it's ruining us. Yes, you should absolutely be worried. If he is smoking too much and you are not comfortable with it, give him a chance to stop or slow down if that's good enough for you. And if he doesn't, then you need to leave. Simple as that. If he wants help and he needs some type of rehab or something like that, then by all means, help them, because if you're asking this question, then you care and you don't want this relationship to end. Help him get help. Set some goals. Start slow. If he's smoking a ton, he's smoking 5 hours of the day, cut down to 4, cut down to 3, cut down to 2. And hopefully he's open to doing that. And if he's not open to it, if he wants to smoke all day, smoke weed every day, name that song, then you need to walk away. Simple as that. You're not going to be happy if you put up with that. So that is going to wrap up the questions today. And I want to introduce to you a game that we are going to be playing starting next week. And it is called Speak Up or Shut Up. So I will give you a scenario and I will post it in the Facebook group. And you can tell me if it's appropriate to speak up. And if you speak up, you better leave a comment and tell me what you would say or you would shut up. So you wouldn't even touch it. You would just let it go. None of your business, or you're not even going to address it. So we will start that next week. If you have some good speak up or shut ups, then send them to me. You can go to saywhatsheshe.com and there you will find there is in the middle of the page a place where you can ask me anything. So you can ask me questions or you can give me some suggestions for our new game next week. You can also follow me on Instagram at saywhatsheshe. You can follow me on Twitter at SheSheAsk. So chat with me. Let's be friends. Join my Facebook group and just go into your Facebook and go into groups and search for Say What She She. I'll let you right in. Join in the conversation. We'll have a blast. Again, I put in a lot of positive and funny things in that group to hopefully uplift you and make you smile throughout the day. Thanks for hanging out with me. We'll see you next week. I've got something special for you next week. Bye, friends.